Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Hey y'all, today's episode is actually a rerun from last summer, but it is one of the episodes that I still get the most feedback from. So many women have just messaged me or, you know, emailed me about this episode, and it is how I found confidence in a swimsuit. And so I know that with summer coming up and vacations right around the corner, we all may need this dose, even just this reminder if you've heard this episode before. So here we go. Here's your repeat of how I found confidence in a swimsuit. All right, so it is summertime. We are all ready for those warm weather activities, the beach, the pool, other fun vacations that we may have coming up. They can be like so exciting to plan and think about, right? Gosh, especially like when you're searching beach trips in February when it's freezing outside and, you know, you get so excited thinking about it and planning for it. But when the time comes to actually go on the trip, we often find ourselves insecure and overwhelmed about the trip itself. You know, whether it's your beach body plan didn't work out exactly as you had hoped it would, you know, months ago whenever you booked the trip, or whether it's just your clothes don't seem to be fitting right or looking right lately. Whatever it is, we can sometimes find ourselves, like, maybe even, dare I say, dreading the trip because of the swimsuit. Okay, and so today I want to talk a little bit about how my confidence in a swimsuit has changed dramatically over the years. And it wasn't by accident. Like, I didn't just, you know, wish it away. I really worked hard to make this change. And I want to give you some tips for how to do the same. So let's get into it. Before we get going, I want to talk about, you know, the old Constance. There is an old Constance and there is a new Constance. The old Constance, I would say from the time I was a teenager till like mid-20s, I had some of the same knowledge base that I have now, clearly. I mean, I was in college and going through my nutrition internship and everything like that. But I didn't have the experience, right? I didn't have just like the thing that comes as you age and as you live different parts of life. And honestly, I didn't have yet, I had not yet experienced some of the tremendous emotional, like anxiety, mental struggle that you know, came after I was no longer 16 and able to go through Taco Bell and eat, you know, a whole quesadilla, a Mountain Dew, a taco, and not notice it at all. You know, that was my afternoon snack after I left school, and not notice that weight gain at all, right? So as I aged, as I, you know, became a grown-up, I also grew up in my mentality around food and my mentality around my body, okay? And so I found myself really discouraged about my physical appearance. And I think it is something worth noting that I have been, give or take, this same exact size my entire life. I mean, from the time I was 18, 16, 18, 21, 25, I mean, and then the only exception was a brief period in college where I gained 10 pounds and then got it off unhealthily, by the way. And then when I got pregnant with my kids, like that was it for me. And so I think it's so important to say that because I have been fit. I have been pretty decently small and I still had zero confidence in myself. Okay. So like, I think it's so important because no, I didn't lose 50 pounds and then get a tummy tuck and then find all this confidence in my swimsuit. No, ma'am. I had a six pack at one point and ripped looking arms. Okay. And I still was so just, I don't even know how to, I just was embarrassed of my body. I felt shame around my body. I wanted it to be better. I wanted to look better. I was never pleased. Okay. And this is in my prime, like early 20s, or, you know, and so it obviously wasn't a physical transformation that was going to give me the confidence in my body. Okay. Because I was already there. I was at the fittest of my life and still not confident. And so I want to preface with that because, you know, I know it's easy to listen or see, you know, see my stories or see anything from me and be like, oh, it's easy for her to say she's skinny and doesn't understand. Like, some, yeah, maybe, but also mentally, oh, I 100% understand. I 100% understand hating yourself and not wanting to go on the trip because you feel so gross. You feel so embarrassed, okay? And so it is not a physical problem at that point. It is not, hey, I need to go jump on this fad diet type mentality at that point. It is, we have got to retrain our mind to think better thoughts about ourselves, okay? And that is not always the first answer we turn to, right? And it is definitely not the easiest answer that we turn to. And so I want to just kind of get off into some things that really helped me. I will say in this episode, we won't dive off too deep in the mindset piece. I'm going to prepare another episode all about that. Because I could just talk, oh my gosh, I could probably do a whole series on that. I might actually, if you've ever heard from me before, you know, I'm all about how you think, and how that affects how you feel and it affects your progress of, you know, actually trying to lose weight and make those changes. And so today I just kind of want to talk about some tips that I used to kind of step over that line of, okay, something's got to give. We're going to continue to go to the beach. There's going to continue to be, you know, pool parties. I mean, that we are going to continue to be in swimsuits. And so you not liking your body and not wanting to go, especially as a young, like 20 something, my gosh, thinking back on it now, I'm just like, Constance, come on, you know, you didn't even have the breastfeeding boobs then, you know, you didn't even have the C-section scar, the stretch marks, and you felt this way about yourself. It's so silly to think back about, but when you're in that headspace, when you're in that mindset of just like, you can't shake those negative feelings about yourself because it's really all you've ever told yourself. It's heavy and it's hard and it really, really, really sucks and it is paralyzing, okay? And it makes you want to not go to the beach, not go to the pool party, okay? And so I'm just going to talk specifically today about some things related to getting in that swimsuit that really helped me and still help. It helped ED me and it still helps me get through just some of that nasty headspace when we're, you know, packing up for the beach or getting ready to go to the pool with some friends. And I feel that, you know, that really is the devil creeping in trying to say, oh, you're so fat. Oh, you don't need to wear this. Okay. Cause it's still, you know, it's my battle with that has gotten so much better, but it still can be a battle. Like, you know, he knows how to catch you on your hardest days. And he knows how to sneak in when you hadn't been doing that extra work in that area of your life, you know, that you worked so hard and you overcame so many struggles. And then you thought, oh, I'm healed, I'm better. And then you just kind of let it go by the wayside. That's when he comes back, y'all. And so these are some of my tips for just how I approach the summer, how I approach the beach, and truly how I am rocking a swimsuit and feeling confident regardless of, you know, what that inner negativity might be saying to me. All right. So the first one I'm going to hit on It's a pretty generic one, okay? It's a pretty, what would the word be for this? Like, just basic recommendation. But it's also one that maybe some of you have not really thought much about because you are busy mamas. You are working all the time. You are just, you know, oh my gosh, you're so selfless giving to everybody else. And so there's not a whole lot of time to think about yourself, right? And so I want to give you an order. This is an order, girl, to find a swimsuit that you like. Spend some time, okay? And I don't mean, you know, waiting till 2 days before you leave for the beach trip and then run into Target to see what they've got or whatever. I mean, you know, really order a bunch online specific to, you know, certain styles you might like or certain colors you might like, you know, get them all in, try them all on. Like, let it be an experience for you to choose the swimsuit. Okay, because there is no way if you are housing, like, okay, all right, I am a prime example of this, okay? And so I am embarrassed to say this out loud, but y'all, I'm putting that D on there. I had probably about 25 swimsuits, okay? And I have brought them with me from house to house. From some of them have been all, if y'all were in college or even, you know, early 20s or whatever, early 30s, when Victoria's Secret swimsuits were all the rage. I mean, I still have a ton of Victoria's Secret swimsuits. I still have swimsuits from when I was pregnant, just in case, like, I don't know, I gained 40 pounds and need it. I still have swimsuits from before I was pregnant, when I was like a significantly larger top size. I have swimsuits that have no lining and no push-up. Like, and if you have had a baby, you know, that is not happening ever again for me. I still have so many swimsuits that I am actively not wearing but refusing to get rid of. Okay, and so let me tell you why this is a problem. And so, and this is, I just recently did this. Like, I'm talking like last week, okay? And in fact, it's what made me think about this episode. I went in there to get a bathing suit to go. We were going swimming at my parents, and I went in there and I opened that drawer and I looked at all my swimsuits. Okay. I went through it's not one drawer, it's two drawers to fit all them dang swimsuits. And I looked at all of them and I was like, I don't want any of these. Like, I don't want to wear any of these. This one's uncomfortable. This one doesn't fit me right. This one is way too low rise now. And so I'm just standing there thinking, why on God's green earth do I still have all these? Okay, because when I start to think about, you know, when I'm shopping online, like, okay, let's fast forward, pretend like it's 3 weeks later, and I'm scrolling on Instagram or on some online website, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that swimsuit's cute. Maybe I should order it. And then I think to myself, Constance, no, you have 25 swimsuits. You don't need to order another one. That's where my self-talk goes. It's like, you don't need another swimsuit. But then when I'm standing in the swimsuit drawer, there's like one that I might love, and that's it. So your girl did a swimsuit overhaul, okay? And I just got rid of anything that I cannot wear or I will not wear right now, okay? And that was so freeing to me, but it also gave me permission to order a few more that I know I will like and wear. Or no, I know that I will try to see if I like and wear. They have not come in yet, so we'll see. But there's something about just getting rid of the just-in-case swimsuits really freed me up to say, okay, now I can walk into choosing something that I love, okay? And so it's the same. I tell my clients this all the time. Like, don't save your fat pants. Don't save your, you know, your jeans that are three sizes too big now just in case you regain that weight. Don't let them sit there and hang in your closet and stare at you like that. And then yet here I am saving my swimsuits just in case, you know, God grants me perky boobs when I wake up one morning. And so I had to get rid of it. Okay, because as we age, as we change, even as the styles change, right? I mean, 10 years ago, low rise, baby, as low as you could go and as stringy as you could find, right? And now we've got high rise, but like your butt cheeks are hanging out. I mean, so styles are going to change for how they are selling swimsuits. And it's also going to change your preference for a swimsuit, okay? Because, yeah, there were certain low rise swimsuits that I loved back then, but I don't think I would buy a low-rise swimsuit now. And so anyway, that's my long rant for just kind of getting rid of the things that aren't working for you first to free up that almost to give you permission to find something that you might love. Okay. And then do the work to find it, okay? And it sucks, but it may not, you know, be your first order on, you know, wherever, Shein or where, I mean, wherever you're ordering from. It may not be your first order. It may not be your second, third. It may not be your first trip out, y'all. Oh my gosh, this is just like a plug. Dillard's is the place. If you need a place to go and just try on and just really kind of even just figure out what style you like best on yourself, Dillard's is... Their quality of swimsuits are so great. And man, they'll have a sale towards the end of the summer and you can really get some great prices. And so in fact, of the few swimsuits that I actually kept, most of them were from Dillard's, just cause they held up anyway. So, spend some time finding a swimsuit that you love, okay? Meaning, if you hate the color orange on you, do not buy orange just because it was on sale at Dillard's, okay? If you know that you are not going to wear that cheeky swimsuit, even though it looks super cute on the model, do not buy it, okay? Really spend that time figuring out, okay, what parts of my body do I like? Like, what are my favorite parts, okay? And then what are the parts that you find yourself kind of staring in the mirror and being like, oh gosh, I wish, you know, this didn't show in this swimsuit. And remembering that when you were actually shopping for the swimsuit so that you can make sure that, for instance, if, you know, you don't like your, you know, a certain area of your hips or whatever, making sure that you find a swimsuit with a wider band that kind of helps you feel a little more confident in that area of your body, okay? And that is, there's like nothing to be ashamed about, just about identifying maybe where some things are more of an insecure spot for you right now mentally, and then doing something to actively help your mentality when you might feel that insecurity and that negative self-talk creeps in. Okay, so get a swimsuit that you like. The style, the color, you know, whatever. Find something that you like enough that you are actually kind of excited to put on. And I know that sometimes that is so much harder. It's so much easier said than actually to be done. And so I am saying out loud that I know from experience it takes some time and it takes some focus there. But it will be worth it on that day that you're literally trying to cancel the pool party because you don't want to go and put on your swimsuit from Victoria's Secret from 1999, okay? So just get on with it and find yourself a few swimsuits that you actually like. Okay, so another thing that I do, and this is kind of silly, but really not. When I am trying on a swimsuit, like if I order one and I get it in or whatever, when I'm trying it on or when I am getting ready to actually go to wherever it is I'm going to be wearing the swimsuit, I make sure that I've got makeup on, that my hair is somewhat fixed, that I have not just eaten and feel like kind of blue and bloated. And this is, you know, not to be like vain about it, but I don't know many women who could say like, I feel just as confident in my, you know, sweatpants and 10-year-old t-shirt of my husband's with, you know, no makeup, no bra, and no hair done, I feel just as confident then as I do, you know, wearing an evening gown and having my hair fixed and my makeup done professionally. And like that is not comparable. Okay. When you, don't DM me if you don't agree. But I just feel like when you have made some effort to, you know, feel your best in your physical appearance that day, you've brushed your hair, you maybe put on some mascara, you know, whatever, you are automatically going to feel better about what you're in. Okay, so for me, I used to, just like when we were at the beach or at the pool, I used to just kind of like roll out of bed, put on a swimsuit, and just, but every other day of my life, I was wearing makeup and kind of did my hair a little bit at least, you know, and so I just wasn't feeling as good starting my day to begin with. And then I was wondering, like, why do I not feel as good in my swimsuit? Okay, and so for me, this is just a me thing. I think making sure my makeup's done, making sure my hair's fixed. And again, that goes with when I'm trying on the swimsuit too. Again, okay, don't just eat a cheeseburger and fries and then decide to do your swimsuit haul, try on. It just makes me feel somewhat more confident regardless of how the swimsuit's going to look. And I also can make a better judgment on, am I going to keep this swimsuit or not? Same with before going to the beach. You know, I always try to get a little bit of a workout in. Nothing strenuous, nothing crazy, but something about having kind of sore muscles. Again, this is nothing, like, this is no scientific recommendations here, people. This is nothing as a dietitian type recommendations. This is just me personally. Some of my personal tips that I have noticed that have really helped me. I've noticed that having sore muscles kind of makes me like feel a little more toned. It makes me feel a little better. I mean, shoot, my belly could still be, you know, looking, you know, not its best, but at least I feel like I've got a six pack, you know, because my abs are sore or whatever it may be. And so for me, that is just something I like to do before we go to make me feel a little bit better about myself. And so those are more of my physical recommendations. And so now we got some mental and emotional recommendations, which is where it's at. One thing that I have really kind of put into place in my just, I don't know, age or I don't know what it is. I have let go of that obligation of like social media pictures. Okay. I don't know who wrote the rule that you have to get in front of the water with your family in your matching swimsuits, even though your kid is like screaming at the top of his lungs and not wanting to be held or whatever, just to take the beach pic to show that you were here. But like that is not an obligation. Like that is not something you have to do. Like you don't have to do it on your own will. Like you don't have to show anybody on social media that you went to the beach if you don't want to. And you surely don't have to do it because someone else is peer pressuring you. Like, oh, come on, group photo, girls pick. Like, no, ma'am. You don't have to stand up there in your swimsuit and try to hide behind a friend, you know, just because you feel obligated to take the picture. You know, and so I think this is more of a boundaries thing. Like if you really are feeling some type of way about yourself negatively while you're at the beach or while you're at the pool or whatever, the one thing that could make it worse is having a girlfriend insist that you're in a picture that she can put on social media and then show the whole world how you look or feel. Even if, girl, just like me, even if you were just like me and had a six pack, you know, and it doesn't matter because it's, you feel like you are on display for the world, right? And you don't feel good about yourself. And so why would you want to put yourself on display for the world when you don't feel good about yourself at the request of someone else? And so for me, this has just been a thing for me. Like we'll take a few beach pictures, but a lot of them are, you know, my kids and now I'm not going to lie, y'all. Now, we have matching family swimsuits this year. But now the confidence issue isn't as big of a deal for me. But back when it was, I was not about to take a picture if I did not feel like it. And I'll still say that to this day. Like, if you want to ask me to take a picture, I may as well tell you no, and you're going to have to be getting over it, because I may just not feel great that day about being in a picture, and that's okay. It is no one else's business or problem if you don't want to be in a picture. And so, you know, that's from a mindset perspective. That is from a boundaries perspective. You know, we are not obligated. I don't know who told us we were up in this social media driven world, but we are not obligated to get in front of that camera in our swimsuits. You can take a picture of your toes in front of that ocean if you need everybody to know you're at the beach, you know? And so I say that, I put that one in here just because I don't want anyone to feel shame around that, like shame around the fact that they don't want to take a picture. Now, it is a different story if you are one person who's like, I really just want to start to feel better about myself so that I do want to take pictures so that I can look back on these memories. Right? That's a different avenue than what I'm speaking about. I'm speaking about, ain't nobody, not even your mama, gonna force you to take a picture in your swimsuit if you don't want to, okay? And that's something you need to plant your feet in hard so that you can heal and increase that confidence at your own pace, not forced upon by someone else, okay? So another thing that really actually really helped me with my particular confidence in a swimsuit is, now keep in mind, we've already decided we are gonna put on a swimsuit we like. We've already, you know, decided that we're gonna, you know, try to fix ourselves up so that we feel somewhat normal at the beach or at the pool. And then I literally don't dwell on it. Okay. The worst thing you can do is put on your swimsuit that you've decided you love and then you're getting ready to go to the pool. And the worst thing you can do is just stand there in front of the mirror and look at yourself with like disgust or negative thoughts, or, oh, I wish my thighs were thinner. Oh, I wish my arms didn't jiggle. Oh, I wish, you know, like, no, why are you doing that? There is literally nothing you can do about it in that moment. Okay. So just sitting there and dwelling on all these negative thoughts that are coming through your brain is not going to do anything but make it worse. Okay, so I got into this habit in one of our other houses. My closet was very small, and I had like a mirror on the back of the door, and that was pretty much it. And so we didn't have like a standing mirror in our bedroom or anything. And I would put on my swimsuit in my bedroom where there was no mirror, and then put my cover up. I mean, sometimes I would have Jess like check me and make sure like nothing was hanging out or whatever. But like, that was it. Like, I did not make it a habit to go look at myself once I had put the swimsuit on. And that just really, it sounds minor, but it really just completely removed that opportunity for me to then begin to beat myself up, right? For me to begin to be like, oh no, I shouldn't have worn this because blah, blah, blah. And then maybe I should change. And then, oh my gosh, but even if I put this one on, my arms are still going to look like this. And I just really need to start a new diet program, and I really need to work out more. And why do I suck? Why am I always failing? Why can I never stick to anything? You know, that is a nasty cycle. And we go down it so freaking fast. We don't even realize it until we've been there for 5 minutes, right? We are so far deep in it, we can't dig ourselves out. And it started with some form of a trigger. And for me, one trigger was standing in the mirror in my swimsuit. And so that one, I just feel like I encourage you to try it. You know, just try not to, once you've decided you like your swimsuit enough and this, that, and the other, just try to not look at yourself in the mirror. Try to not, you know, assess yourself, because what good is it going to do? It's not going to do anything other than make you feel super insecure as you're walking out the door, and then what? Ruin your time. Ruin your time with your loved ones or your friends or whoever. And, you know, they probably don't even care. Which brings me to my next point, which is positive thinking. Okay. And so not only trying to think more positive about yourself, okay? So even if you don't look at yourself in the mirror, or if you do, whatever you want to do, making sure that those thoughts are positive ones, okay? Even if you don't believe them. Even if you think you are lying to yourself, it does not matter because you are training your brain to think differently in a positive way. Okay, so if you happen to glance at yourself in the mirror as you're walking out, oh girl, you look good. That color looks so good on you. That top fits you so well. I don't know how your husband's gonna keep his hands off of you at this pool. Okay, those are the thoughts you were thinking to yourself. And if you can't muster them to, you know, to think them yourself, then you just imagine me saying them. Okay, sis, you look good. That swimsuit fits you perfectly. You have never looked better, right? Because the thinking of those things it teaches us to begin to believe them. And if we aren't believing positive things about ourselves, we are not going to be able to continue to make those positive changes that we want to see in ourselves, not just physically, mentally, emotionally. If we don't believe that we can, if we don't believe that we're worthy, if we don't believe that we're good enough, we're not going to believe that we could actually put forth the effort to do more things that we want to do or that we hope to do, okay? And so it starts with that positive thinking. And on the flip side of that, it's also thinking positively about others, okay? And so this is one for me that is really, you know, I don't think I really grew up in this type of atmosphere, but think like when you see other people at the beach, okay, trying not to think about their flaws or think like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe she's wearing that. I would never wear that or whatever it is. Okay. Or I can, or like the reverse, like, oh my gosh, look at how thin she is. And she has 3 kids. I cannot believe, I wonder what she's doing. I wonder how she got, like, none of that. Like, you are not thinking about other people and judging them in one way or another. Period. You are better than that. Your life is not about that. And so thinking negative or just like thinking these thoughts about other women does not help you to think better about yourself. And it also can cause us to have that like underlying wonder of like, well, I wonder if people are thinking about me that way, the way that I was thinking about that girl I just saw. You know, so like just you don't give them those thoughts. And then it is a lot easier to assume that they aren't giving you those thoughts. And that takes practice. That takes a lot of time. Okay. And it takes a lot of like staying aware and noticing your thought habits. Like you'll, after this podcast, you'll probably walk into your office and think it about, you know, somebody wearing, you know, something. I don't even know. I don't even know y'all, this fashion these days. You can really wear anything you want to. But I'm just saying, you will notice that sometimes these thoughts pass through your brain without you even focusing in on them. And so, but they are thoughts that you need to try to stop. You need to try to flip the script, okay? You need to try to think more along the lines of, you go, girl. You have got so much confidence. I am proud of you for stepping out of that house, you know, wearing that thong out here in this family-friendly beach. Or I am so proud of that mama with 3 kids, and you know, she must really work hard to balance her family and her health. Like I know it's a struggle and it's got to be, you know, something that she needs to be applauded for or whatever. I mean, turn it to the positive of the situation that you're noticing, and then eventually you'll find that you just kind of stop noticing. It's just not when weight and body and how people look are not as on your radar about yourself, you'll notice that it's not on your radar about other people as well. And so, yeah, it's so funny because like I'm so oblivious to people, which sometimes is a fault, you know, like Jess is like, did you just see like our 3rd grade math teacher just walk by? And I'm like, no, you know, I mean, it's because I'm just so oblivious to other people. Like as we pass by, I don't tend to notice like what they're wearing or their hair or their whatever, because it's just, I have become not observant in those areas. And so I think it is, again, it can be a fault sometimes, but for the most part, for me, for my own healing and my own confidence, it's been a game changer to not be looking to everyone else to see what they're wearing, what they're doing, what they have, all that stuff, okay? Because then that opens up that space for passing judgment or finding myself jealous, okay? And neither one of those are good for our own confidence and our own mindset. So again, this episode today, I just kind of wanted to talk about like what has helped me along the way. Absolutely, I recommend therapy. Just really getting to the root of some of your, if it's a serious confidence issue, you know, getting to the root of that can be very necessary. But if it's just one of these things where putting on a swimsuit isn't your most favorite thing, then some of these tips should really help you out and help you kind of make it through the summer. You know, whether you achieved that summer body weight loss goal or not, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, I hope you turn off this episode, go throw out all those swimsuits that no longer suit you like I did, and find something that really makes you feel good, and then put these habits into practice to continue to think the positive thoughts so that you will continue to feel good. I hope you'll have an awesome day. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!